John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, we got him on hold there?
Yeah.
Okay, joining us now, I want you to hear a little bit of this, because this is a song from Dennis DeYoung called With All Due Respect, which starts out with guitars, which when you think of Dennis, it's not the norm. But here, listen to this for a moment.
On the TV talk shows, on the radio, the talking heads put on their show.
I love this hook. Always fun to say Dennis DeYoung is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Hey, John. How are you?
I am fine. Oh, my God. You sound so good on the phone today.
I did it just for you, and I flossed.
Oh, thank you.
That's very nice.
My sweatpants this morning, they marched into my bedroom and demanded I wash them.
How has quarantining been for you?
Good for my wife because, this six-foot distancing thing.
Right.
Yeah, she insists upon that. We've been here like 6 weeks in the house, even when we're having sex, and she said it's never been better.
Well, let's talk about the new album. The new album is called 26 East Volume 1, which comes out on the 22nd. And the first single came out on Friday, With All Due Respect. And I've got to tell you, With All Due Respect, I have never heard a more infectious hook than that song has. All I have to do is say that phrase, and the damn song is stuck in my head for the rest of the day. It is an incredible hook, and I just love the song. And people are amazed. People I've played it for are amazed that it's not a keyboard song. It's a guitar song.
Well, you know, I co-wrote that song with Jim Peterick, and here's how it went. I wanted to say something, what I said in that song, about the way the national media in this country is ruining it. By, you know, presenting what they pretend is news, and I don't mean fake news, but I mean they pretend that they don't have opinions. They have for years when they do have very strong opinions, and they throw these opposites on TV against each other so they can create,
controversy.
And ultimately, the rest of us are left thinking everyone hates each other all the time, which is just nonsense. Anyway, I played it for Jim. And he says, oh, Dan, we can't do that. And I said, yes, you can. And he didn't want to be involved. So I went and did the sound check with my band playing the doggone hook. And so I came back and I played it for him. He goes, oh, okay. So I said, now go out like a good boy and write a hook. So he went, you know, that hook, that's Jim's guitar hook. Everybody, John, my manager, my wife, my friends, the record company, everybody has been afraid of that song. I said, John DiBella won't be afraid of it. you're forgetting about that part of the audience. That's why I sent it to you.
Tell me about the good old days. How did you get Julian Lennon to do this song with you?
Gambling debts. He was laid on the thing. So I called Sal from over there in Philly and sent him over. No. This is my last album, John. It's called 26 East, which is the address of my parents' home in Chicago, where the nucleus of the band, was formed in 1962, 2 years before the Beatles. 2 years later, we saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. I said, I'm going to be a musician. That's what I'm going to do. And so this last album has this tribute to the Beatles on it called Hello, Goodbye. And I didn't put it on the first volume. Volume one does not have it.
Okay.
Because I wanted to get Jules to sing it with me. And then I thought, I shouldn't ask him to do that because it's not his story. And it's really a ripoff of the Beatles. Who cares?
Who hasn't done that?
Yeah, who's going to do? What are they going to do? I'm 73. So anyway, and there's a pandemic. So I called him up. I decided to write a song just for he and I. I sat at the piano. I wrote it. What would it be like if Jules and I were singing? I wrote the song. It's called To the Good Old Days. It's kind of like Best of Times, you know, 30 years later. And I did a demo. You're not going to believe this part. I sent it to his business manager because I never met him. I didn't know him. I just sent it cold. And it went there, and I got a response. I couldn't believe it. My wife and I went, oh, my God. He said he'd be honored to do it. So we met in New York in October last year, and we sang that puppy, and there it is.
You made a Best of Times video, which is nothing more than you at the piano. Actually, it's just your head at the piano. All right, you don't even see the piano. Do you know you've got nearly a million views on that song?
You explain this world to me, John, because I don't understand it. Because here's what happened. I have some people on my Facebook page. Please, Dennis, please be like all the other needy celebrities and have to be in front of us all the time. You know me, that's not me, John. So, and okay, I'll do this song because everybody was, all my people around me, go ahead, do something. I put this thing, I don't even know how to post to YouTube. So I called my friend who did this last video for us, and I said, do you know how to post this? He said, I do. You know, but I should really make you your own YouTube channel. That's what he said to me. And I said, don't be ridiculous. Why would I need a YouTube channel? Now, a million views later in like 12 days.
I'm glad I got my own YouTube channel.
This thing has so caught me by surprise, so stunned me, and really overwhelmed me and by the comments people made. I'm reading these comments. I think everybody... They're so beautiful. They're so heartfelt. I think everybody in the world should have the opportunity to stick their name where my name is on those comments. Because I can't even begin to tell you. You talk about choking up trying to read stuff. Because you know my history with the band. I got replaced 20 years ago in my own band. But now all these people have come out of the woodwork in 12 days to tell me how much they think of me, the way I sing, the way I play and write. And really, ultimately... the love for that band and that music. I just hope JY and Tommy forget it's about me. It's really about us because I was one of the guys in Styx. I was not Dennis DeYoung then.
It's a great video. It's a great album. Dennis DeYoung's new album, A 26 East Volume 1, which of course means as a Volume 2, comes out on the 22nd. The single is out now. Dennis, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Now, hold on, John. There's two things I want to say. Number one, go to my Facebook page. Number two, well, if we could meet right now, we'd kiss. fortunately for both of us, we can't.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.